I'm Will Stevenson, and for Tom Meredith, hopefully Tom will join us tomorrow. There's an event coming up soon at Galesburg Cottage Hospital next week, in fact, that can help those of us who deal with diabetes and having to get through the holidays, because, man, food is good, but it can certainly adversely affect those with diabetes for sure. And we'll find out about this with Kristen Lee. She is a certified board certified in advanced diabetes management, and she's a diabetic educator at Galesburg Cottage Hospital and joins us here in studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, is this a difficult time of year for folks who have diabetes. Everything looks so good, but everything can really kind of be so bad, for lack of a better term, can't it?
Well, absolutely. I think it's just kind of going into the holidays and recognizing, especially when you're diagnosed with diabetes or been told that you have pre-diabetes, and when you're looking at the holidays ahead and meeting up with friends and families, how can you maneuver through the meal times and still stay on track? So that's what we're trying to set people up for success.
How difficult is it? How much of, I guess, of a problem is it? I just kind of maybe not completely accurately characterized it as being all of a problem, but it's not really as bad as I think folks may think, is it?
Well,
30% can it be, I guess?
Well, 30% of adult Americans have prediabetes or diabetes. Mm-hmm. So that's it. I guess it's all around us, and so many people have it that we need to just educate people as far as how to eat and how to eat healthy and keep their healthy lifestyle. So it actually is quite a large problem that a lot of people have, but it's just, I think, simple things is educating, and it can make a very big difference.
What, give me an idea of, and this is all a part of I guess an educational type session that you'll have next week on this, give me an idea of something that that folks will learn in that time. Is it a matter of portions? Is it a matter of making things maybe differently than you might normally otherwise do? Is it a combination of that?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the above. And so next week on November 14th, we'll have our end of the year wrap up. And we bring in our dietitians from Cottage Hospital. And we have at 5:30, it'll be just a spread in our lobby, and we prepare a Thanksgiving meal. And so everyone will grab a plate, and we'll walk around, and we'll serve up our ham, our turkey, mashed potatoes, and just go around. And then it's saying, okay, this plate that you just served up, where are the carbohydrates? Where are the starches? And then how much should we serve up on our plate? Because I think, you know, just an example is, you know, what is a correct portion size? So when you, if you scoop up a cup of mashed potatoes, how many carbohydrates is that? Because mm-hmm. with diabetes, it's an issue with sugar. Well, right. If we overeat on carbohydrates, we overeat on starches, our body turns that to sugar. So that's where we need to recognize where are the carbs, where are the starches, and where are those sugars, and then how much should we try to eat per meal? And that's at next week's meeting, that's what we go over. And it's fun, because who doesn't love eating? Who right. doesn't love food? Everyone loves food. So that's where it's fun to actually sit there and look at it, eat it, enjoy it, and say, okay, this is, you know, you can have this. If you want the pumpkin pie, then maybe less on the mashed potatoes, that type of thing.
How difficult is it to kind of to think about portion control, especially when, again, as I said earlier, everything just looks so good and you just want to have it all, I guess.
Absolutely. Just a kind of a funny example. I was pregnant a couple years ago, and I was just love my morning cereal. And then I started doing all the gestational diabetes education here at Cottage. And I said, you know, I really need to practice what I preach. So that morning bowl of cereal, I decided, I'm just going to go and measure it out. I'm going to measure out what I'm eating, measure out the milk that I'm putting in there. And then I realized how many grams of carbohydrates I was eating and then starving 2 hours later. So that's where it's like, it's we just get kind of supersized in America because all of our portions are so large. And then it's you just have to rein it back in. You know, go to the dollar store, pick up your measuring spoons, your measuring cups. And then it's just saying, all right, this is my portion size. You look at your nutrition label and say, oh, the serving size is 3/4 of a cup. And then you measure it out and you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it in that bowl, your go-to bowl that you always eat from or your plate. And then you kind of realize, man, that's how many grams of carbohydrates I'm eating.
Where do beverages fit into this? And I ask that because I remember a doctor once telling me that my name is Will and I have a problem here, but that drinking like diet soda, let's say, is something that there's something about it that kind of triggers your brain to make you think you're hungry.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the artificial sweeteners that they promote is something good as a good alternative. The problem is that our brain is going to see that as 200 to 300 times more sweet than even just a regular soda.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just stimulating all those hunger hormones and everything. So the next time that you do eat something, that's where you're going to be more likely to turn the things that you eat into fat because you've stimulated all those hunger hormones. But going back into just drinks and beverages, it's a big problem as far as you know, let's say someone's drinking a 20-ounce Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so much sugar.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot of sugar, but it's, you know, it's saying, all right, well, what if you have one or two per day? That's 77 grams of carbohydrates just in that Mountain Dew.
Right.
So that's probably half your allowance of carbohydrates in a day just in that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's interesting to kind of think about. I guess maybe a lot of times with drinks, we think of the sugar and we know that there's sugar in it, but we don't necessarily think about the other aspect, the carbs and
right, and
that sort of thing.
A great example is Gatorade.
Said,
well, you know, I go for a run and then or I go for a walk and then I get my Gatorade afterwards. And then in my cupboard, I pull out and I have, you know, the Mountain Dew and the Gatorade and we talk about it. And I say, mm-hmm. You look at how many grams of carbohydrates you have in this Gatorade that the 2 miles or 3 miles you just walked is completely negated because of the Gatorade that you just drank because it has so much sugar in it. And I think that's we're kind of made to think that this Gatorade is going to be healthy for us. It's going to help replenish our electrolytes. Well, just drink some water and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, in many ways it can help, but it's not the help that you might think it is.
Right.
And I guess I think about that, especially with Gatorade, when we talk about in the summer with heat illnesses, you know, that's almost the worst thing you can have because of all that other stuff in it that's just not electrolytes.
Yes, just drink some water. You'll be just fine.
Absolutely. So this session, tell me a little bit more about this session. It's coming up on Tuesday night in the Cottage Hospital lobby. What will folks learn and other things like that?
So we've been doing these free sessions that are open to the public even if you're not a patient at Cottage, they're open to everyone, friends, family. We do them every other month in the Cottage Hospital lobby. And like I said, this one is kind of a fun one where we bring in the Thanksgiving meal. We're going to talk about food. But other sessions, what we'll do is we'll bring in different specialists such as cardiology, pulmonary, nephrology, which is the kidney doctor. We bring in the wound specialist, the foot doctor, podiatry. Optometrist. Just so because diabetes is an issue with high sugar, mm-hmm. and that high sugar affects what blood vessels. So it pretty much affects every single organ in our body. So that's where we're bringing in those specialists so that we can talk about the comorbidities or the complications that they see of diabetes. So kind of a typical type of thing is we'll bring in the specialists for half of this hour session. And talk about their practice, what they see, and ways that people could maybe manage their blood pressure better or manage, get routine eye screening or foot screening to help avoid any complications of diabetes. And then the other half of the session, we'll kind of talk about how to check your sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, people, getting that lancet, driving that needle down into your finger is really intimidating for some people.
I hate that part.
Right?
I just hate it. I know I have to do it, but it's just the worst.
No, and I think as providers, sometimes we forget that, you know, that realness of it. And it does hurt, and it's on your fingers, and those are one of the most sensitive areas of our body. And so how can we do that where we don't have to poke ourselves again because we didn't get enough blood? And then what are your goals? When you wake up in the morning and you check your sugars, what should it be?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that is lost in just that 15-minute medical visit with your provider.
Oh, sure.
So this is kind of those things where people can say, I'm confused, and what should this be? So it's a lot of it is just kind of an open forum of people that just can ask questions and I think, too, get support from other people saying, you know, when you have someone sitting next to you, just like you said, like, oh, I hate checking my sugar. And that makes other people feel bonded in that they realize that this diabetes is just something where it's progressive and it's kind of seems never ending. And then you just get that camaraderie with other people, which is nice.
All right. So this is starts Tuesday at 5:30 in the lobby at Cottage right. Hospital. It's free, right?
It is free. There's food. There's raffles. It's a good time.
Good deal. So, folks do need to make reservations for this, right?
Yes, please. So then that way we know that we have enough seating and things available. But they can call my office at 309-343-7163. 343-7163.
And again, reservations are required for that session. The Diabetes Management Self-Care class at Galesburg Cottage Hospital. Again, this Tuesday night at 5:30. Again, 343-7163. Do make a reservation for that. And so that way there's plenty for everybody, for sure. All right, anything else we need to know about this before we wrap up?
No.
That's all good. Right.
We'll start again in January. I think January 9th is the next grouping. So
Eileen Manish, you're hearing here
All
right.
So nothing in December.
Okay.
So we'll take a break. We go every other month, and then she'll host it again January 9th.
Very good. That's my birthday.
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, happy birthday. I'll probably need help that day, too, to avoid cake.
What better way to celebrate?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
There you go. Exactly. Just be around a bunch of people. It'll be good. Very good. All right. Kristen Lee with Galesburg Cottage Hospital, a certified diabetic educator. Thanks so much for coming in. And hopefully we get people the information they need next week.
All right. Awesome. Thanks.